The Case of the Mystery Shrub, a Gardening Comedy, a humorous tale of gardeners, bindweed, and unexpected discoveries. By Patricia Meerwether. Sherry and I crossed paths during our Master Gardener course, both of us thinking we knew the botanical universe like the backs of our hands after 2 decades of gardening in Zone 6. Our green-thumbed hubris was about to meet its match. It all started with a curious call from Sherry, seeking advice on identifying a mysterious plant her sister Anne had spotted near her workplace. Anne, a stranger to the realm of gardening, described an evergreen shrub adorned with exquisite white flowers every summer. Intrigued, we embarked on a quest to crack the case of this enigmatic shrub. As Anne chauffeured us to the scene of the floral mystery, anticipation bubbled within us. Yet, as the shrub came into view, so did the realization of our folly. It wasn't some exotic botanical wonder. It was a humble yew bush, bedecked not with delicate blooms, but with the rampant vines of bindweed, masquerading as morning glories. Amidst our laughter, Anne stood bewildered. "What?" she exclaimed, seeking elucidation. With a shake of our heads, we enlightened her about the deceptive nature of bindweed and the unsuitability of yew bushes for her garden ambitions. But Anne, undeterred by our horticultural caution, declared her intent to cultivate the very combination we cautioned against. "I don't care," she proclaimed, her enthusiasm undiminished. "My yard's a barren canvas anyway." With a shrug and a shared glance, Sherry and I relented, agreeing to escort Anne to the garden center in pursuit of a more garden-friendly alternative. Anne's excitement soared at the prospect of becoming a gardener, and we couldn't help but share in her newfound enthusiasm. In a delightful twist, Sherry suggested, "I'm buying." Anne beamed. "Great. Then I'll be a gardener just like you." "Yes, that's all it takes," Sherry affirmed, sneaking me a sly wink. And thus, amidst laughter and newfound camaraderie, Anne's journey into the world of gardening began.